Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 222. Today we're reading chapter 16 of the novel, The Unspoken Prayer Request, by Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Shortly after Mrs. McIntyre left to begin making funeral arrangements for her son, Mother Jameson insisted on Aubrey resting more while she gathered some things for Aubrey to return home with her. "You're coming home permanently," she said. "You'd be crazy to want to stay here alone. We'll decide what to do with your furniture and things later." While her mother was in the bathroom gathering her toiletries, Aubrey's cell phone rang. It was Simone. "Hey, Aubrey, what's up? Jennifer and I wanted to stop by. Kelvin wants to come too and spend some time with Jamal. Jamal has been telling him about this new game he bought. Kelvin's in the competing mood today. He swears he's going to beat Jamal at this game," Simone chuckled. "Oh, a lot has happened," said Aubrey wearily. "I don't think now would be a good time to visit." "You sound beat. What's been happening?" Simone asked sharply. "Jamal and I were at it again. This time it got serious. I had to pull my gun out." Aubrey couldn't bring herself to mention Jamal's death. "Say what?" "Yes, he was drunk and fell, hitting his head on the kitchen table." Aubrey was crying now, and she spoke through her sobs. "He died. Don't worry about me, though. Mother is here, and I'm going back to her house." Simone was silent for a few minutes as she registered all that Aubrey was saying. Are you going to be all right?" she asked quietly. "Yeah, I'll be fine," Aubrey mumbled. "Tell you what, we'll stop by your mother's house on Sunday after church." Simone, Kelvin, Jennifer, Kelly, and her newborn son were knocking on Mother Jameson's door at about 4 on Sunday evening. They each were shocked to hear what had taken place on Friday night. "I'm so sorry to hear that," Jennifer said. "I feel this is my fault. I should have never encouraged you to get a gun. I'm so sorry, Aubrey." Jennifer was almost in tears. "It's not your fault," Aubrey said. "I did not use the gun anyway. We had been fighting since shortly after we got married. Things just got out of hand on Friday." "Why didn't you come to us, Aubrey?" Kelvin asked. "Me and the guys could have put him in his place. We don't go for that kind of stuff." "Thank you, Kelvin," Aubrey said. "I know you would have tried to do something, but he's dead now, so it's all over with." "Not quite," Kelly said. "You mentioned something about maybe having to go to court." "Yeah, that's what one of the police officers said. I'm just hoping it all turns out well," Aubrey said. "It was an accident. I didn't do anything to make him fall." "Well, whatever happens, I'm more than willing to testify on your behalf," Jennifer said, as her friends nodded in agreement. "You should get a lawyer," Kelvin said. Aubrey nodded. "I just feel so bad about this." "Don't feel bad," Jennifer tried to comfort her. "You didn't pull the trigger, so we know it's not your fault." "Let's not talk about this anymore," Simone said. "We're glad you're safe. Just know that we're here for you." "Thanks," Aubrey said. Kelvin, Simone, Jennifer, and Kelly were wrapped up in their own thoughts on their way home. "I don't know if I want to get married at all, lest I end up in a similar situation," Jennifer thought. "I'm crazy enough to shoot to kill." "How low can a man go?" thought Kelvin. Beating up on a woman and then laughing and carrying on with me and the guys as though all was well at home. Kelvin reached over and squeezed Simone's hand. He knew she was hurting for her friend. "This is just crazy," Simone thought, flicking a tear away. "I don't know why she covered for him. I'm glad he's gone. Now she can go on with her life." Kelly looked across at her sleeping son. "I hope when your father returns we won't have a similar situation," she thought. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read "What to Do After You Enter Through the Door." Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Thank you for listening, and may God bless you until next time. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." May God bless you until the next time.